This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A consultant apparently had warned 3 years before the deadly collapse of a South Florida condo building that there was evidence of, quote, major structural damage. The New York Times reported Saturday a 2018 inspection showed repairs were needed to the concrete slab below the pool deck and found abundant cracking and crumbling in the underground parking garage. It was probably caused by years of exposure to the corrosive salt air along the South Florida coast, according to the report. A large section of the 12-story building in the Miami suburb of Surfside, Florida, collapsed suddenly in the early hours Thursday as residents slept in a disaster whose cause is not known yet. 4 people have been confirmed killed and 159 missing, with search and rescue teams working around the clock through an unstable mountain of debris. Local scientists in South Africa said Saturday the Delta coronavirus variant, first identified in India, appears to be dominating new infections in the country. South Africa is the worst hit country on the African continent in terms of confirmed COVID-19 infections and deaths. It's in the middle of a third wave of infections, recording more than 18,000 new cases on Friday. The acting health minister also said Saturday it's now likely the third wave will be worse than the second wave in January. Investigators are looking Saturday for a motive behind an attack in the German city of Würzburg, where a man armed with a long knife killed 3 people and wounded at least 5 others, while authorities praised passerbys who tried to stop the assailant. Police said 2 of those hospitalized remained in life-threatening condition Saturday. The suspect is a 24-year-old Somali who was stopped with a shot to the leg by police and arrested after the Friday afternoon attack in the southern city's downtown area. This is VOA News. New Zealand announced a 3-day suspension of its quarantine-free travel arrangement with Australia on Saturday, with Wellington citing multiple outbreaks of COVID-19 in the neighboring country. The announcement comes as a 2-week lockdown begins in Sydney to contain a rapidly spreading outbreak of the Delta coronavirus variant. A New Zealand health official says given the high level of transmissibility of what appears to be the Delta variant and the fact that there are now multiple community clusters in Australia, it's the right thing to do to keep COVID-19 out. New Zealand has paused the bubble arrangement 5 times in 3 months with individual states, but this is the first time it has put a complete halt to quarantine-free travel from all of Australia. Both countries have been among the world's most successful in containing COVID-19. New Zealand has recorded just 26 COVID-19 deaths in a population of 5 million, and Australia has had fewer than 1,000 deaths in a population of 25 million. The so-called travel bubble opened in mid-April, more than a year after both countries closed their international borders due to the pandemic. It's been hailed as a major milestone in restarting the global travel industry. Former U.S. President Donald Trump will hold a political rally on Saturday in Ohio, his first since his supporters' deadly January attack on the Capitol. While Trump has made speeches at Republican events since his election defeat by Democratic President Joe Biden, the rally in a state he carried in the 2020 election marks a return to the kind of mass gatherings he claims have been critical to retaining the support of his base. The Ohio event will be the first of 3 public appearances, followed by a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on June 30th and a rally in Sarasota, Florida on July 3rd. Trump is expected to criticize Biden for his handling of immigration, the economy, and other key policy issues, while also repeating false claims that he lost the election due to widespread fraud. Those assertions have been resoundingly rejected by multiple courts, state election officials, and members of Trump's own administration. And the Tour de France got underway Saturday from the western port city of Brest, returning to its traditional slot in the calendar after last year's edition was pushed back to September because of the coronavirus pandemic. Gray weather did not deter fans as hundreds of spectators lined the streets as riders started their 3-week trek across France. The first stage is a mainly flat 198-kilometer or 123-mile course featuring an uphill finish. The defending champion is a 22-year-old Slovenian, and he's the favorite to hold the title he claimed last year to become the second youngest champion in the history of the race. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.